Spokane's only live local morning news with Chris Sievers and Christy Gorenson. This is 920 News Now.
722, good morning. And one of the topics we were talking about during the legislative session before the virus outbreak became the top story was the $30 car tab issue, which passed. This is I-976. Joining us now is Senator Steve O'Bann, and he's urging the governor to suspend the collections in excess of $30 right now because the bill was passed. Good morning, Senator. How are you doing today?
Good morning to you.
So talk about what's been going on since this kind of took a back burner to everything else with the passage of this bill.
Well, the main impetus from my letter is that we have more than 500,000 people out of work, many of whom were living paycheck to paycheck to begin with and couldn't afford, particularly in my part of the state, with the Sound Transit portion of the tax that, you know, your listeners fortunately don't have to pay, in some cases $400 or $500 for card tabs or more. They couldn't afford the tabs then. They certainly can't now out of work. So my letter is, Governor, suspend the collection of that tax. We need to do something as a state to try to alleviate the financial burden on so many unemployed workers and small business owners that can't afford it. And particularly when the voters overwhelmingly voted themselves $3 car tabs, and then that's been tied up in the court, and so people have had to pay the pre-I-976 rates. This seems to me to be a no-brainer a move to try to help people who are in terrible financial straits.
And Senator, where is the I-976 right now? So you said it's tied up in court. Do we know, you know, when we might hear from the courts on this?
Well, interestingly enough, and I point this out in my letter, the last court to weigh in on the merits of the case ruled that I-976, the $3 car tabs, are constitutional. The losers, the King County and Seattle plaintiffs, are appealing that decision to the Supreme Court. And so it's the 976 has stayed until it's resolved. But the most recent ruling is it's constitutional. We shouldn't be collecting anything above the $30, and the money that has been taken above that should be returned to voters, so, or to taxpayers. So in light of so many people out of work, in light of that court decision, we should suspend the collection of that tax.
All right, and we'll keep our eyes on this as it continues to move forward as well. Senator Steve O'Bann, thanks for joining us this morning.
Glad to. Thanks for having me on.